From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with an Indian classical raga, sometimes referred to as a rag, and the performers will be two veterans of Indian classical music, sitarist Krishna Bhatta and tabla player Zakir Hussain, who, in addition to working in the Indian classical field, is also known for his contributions to world fusion and world jazz, most notably John McLaughlin's acoustic Shakti ensemble in the 70s. He's also an accomplished film actor. Their album together is called Kurvani, The Essence of Rag, and we'll listen to Rag Kurvani. Kurvani is one of the scales in Hindustani classical music. This is a rag composed for midnight. Many rags or ragas are composed for various times of the day or seasons of the year. Rag Kurvani, as performed by Krishna Bhatta and Zakir Hussain.
Thank you.
Rag Kurvani, a Hindustani classical rag that was designed to be performed instrumentally. Some rags do call for vocal accompaniment. This rag within the scale, that is, Kurvani in Hindustani classical music, as performed by Krishna Bhatta, sitar, and Zakir Hussain, tabla. It's from their CD, Kurvani, The Essence of Rag. Well, that lengthy Indian classical rag gave me the idea to continue on in a world instrumental vein for the rest of the program, and we'll begin this segment with my first exposure to Spanish flamenco guitar, not from a native of Spain, but rather from Italian-American flamenco guitarist Gino Diori. In the early 90s, he released an album on the Hearts of Space label called Flamenco Místico, and it was a particular favorite of a local radio host that I used to listen to growing up in rural upstate New York. He had a jazz and variety show on Sunday mornings. As I said, the album Flamenco Místico, and this is the track which opens the disc. A tribute to some of the people that were responsible for the development of flamenco, the North African Moors, Los Moros. Thank you. Music featuring the West African kora, the 21-string harp-like instrument that is often the accompaniment for griot storytellers of West African nations, such as Mali, Guinea, and Senegal. We listened to Senegalese kora player Surakata Koite from his album Kora. He's also a master of the balafon and also sings on various tracks on this release, but we heard a beautiful kora solo, the title track from that album, Kora, K-O-R-A. Before that, from Greece, bouzouki master Kostas Papadopoulos, interpreting the music of the great Greek songwriter Mikis Theodorakis, from a double album released in Spain on CBS Records in the early 80s, La Grecia de Theodorakis, we listened to Drapetsona, the bouzouki introduced to Greece in the early 1900s by immigrants from Asia Minor, has gone on to become an integral part of modern Greek music over the past 100 years or more. And we began the set with flamenco guitarist Gino Diori, Los Moros. Look for that on his album Flamenco Místico. You're listening to Sounds from the Global Village, and it's World Instrumentals this time. And we'll turn once more to the guitar for our opening song of the final set for the hour, as we turn to an example of Hawaiian slack key guitar playing. Slack key guitar playing relies on a system of open tunings utilized by the fingerstyle guitarist. Each string of the guitar is gradually detuned until all six strings form a single chord. We'll hear guitarist George Kahumoku and one of the instrumentals from his album Drenched by Music, released on the Dancing Cat label. They released a very successful line of slack key guitar albums in the 1990s. And it's the opening track, Queen's Jubilee.
Thank you.
going back to 1984, for a very innovative release on Windham Hill, the album Night Noise, from the duo of Billy Oskey on piano and violin, a native of Kingston, New York, and Irish multi-instrumentalist Michael O'Donnell, featured on guitar, whistle, harmonium, and piano. The album Night Noise, combining elements of traditional Irish music with jazz and chamber music, eventually Night Noise would expand to a collective including Triona Nidamnal on keyboards and voice, and Brian Dunning on flute. But from the original Billy Oskey-Michael O'Donnell collaboration, we heard The Cricket's Wicket. Hawaiian slack key guitarist George Kahumoku before that. From the album Drenched by Music, we heard Queen's Jubilee, I believe referring to Queen Lilikolani, the last reigning monarch of Hawaii, who was an avid slack key guitar player and composer of guitar music. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. Do join me again soon for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.